This is the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, fisherfolk and the Barbados Coast Guard combine efforts in search of a missing fisherman. 11 individuals honored with the Pride of Barbados Awards in recognition of their contribution to the parish of St. Andrew. At Carrie Festa, an award-winning steel panace sends a stern message to parents across the region. And two people are dead and as many as 20 injured after a school shooting in Minneapolis, USA. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Concern is mounting at the Barbados Fisheries Complex. Fisherman Antonio Jerome Yearwood has been missing at sea since Sunday after his boat reportedly capsized near the harbor. The Barbados Coast Guard launched a search operation, and BDF Media Relations Officer Lieutenant Shamar Gollop confirmed they have been at task to assist, but so far the efforts have been unsuccessful.
The Barbados Coast Guard is currently conducting a joint search and rescue operation for a missing fisherman. The operation commenced on Monday, 25th of August, 2025.
Starcom Network News spoke to well-known fisherman Everton Brathwaite, who said the procedures had been followed once they recognized that the fisherman might have been experiencing difficulty.
First thing you got to do is get in contact with the Coast Guard or the Marine Police. That's the first thing you got to do once a fisherman is missing at sea. That's the number one thing. You got to get involved in the necessary authorities, and then we'll take it from there. But then the boats of themselves would take the necessary initiative to help with the search. Nobody ain't finding nothing yet. That's the best I could tell you. I don't really know the fella to that extent, but he has been knocking around the market as far as I understand.
Fisherman Everton Brathwaite. Well, 9 of the 11 awardees were acknowledged this morning during a ceremony held at State House as part of the year-long We Gathering celebrations. 10 of the honorees reside in St. Andrew, while one lives in the diaspora. The awardees are Carlitha Andrews, Pedro Belgrave, Andrew Brathwaite, Calvin Briggs, Joseph Cummins, Victor Goddard, Tricia Henry, Carmita Jordan, David King, Nigel Williams, and from the diaspora, Celeste Watson. One of the awardees, Pedro Belgrave, who's an advocate for the blind community, said that his award shows that the disabled community is capable of significant contributions once given the opportunity.
Very proud, happy to receive this award. My work is trying to mentor young persons in the area, not only in football, but in life skills, and teaching them to be better persons among our peers in the Parish of St. Andrew. The significance of this award would be to advocate, to help people to understand that blind people or disabled persons can still help work and not to put us in a corner.
Pride of Barbados awardee Pedro Belgrave. Another awardee, Carlitha Andrews, who has been the voice for social issues such as water and transportation within her community, said she will continue her advocacy as it resulted in positive outcomes not only for her but for the parish.
I feel elated about it because oftentimes persons work hard in the community and they are often overlooked. So I feel honored to be a recipient of this award. And going forward, I'm going to continue to do the community work that I'm accustomed doing. So this is only like a step forward from here. I would like to embrace others, as I often do in our community, to do volunteer work. And not only in my community, but extended community also.
Pride of Barbados awardee, Carlitha Andrews. Job seekers from across CARICOM are eyeing Barbados' market. Head of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scanterbury, is urging Barbadians to seize available opportunities as competition heats up. She points to October, when CARICOM citizens gain greater access through the CSME Skills Certificate, warning that the playing field will soon become much more competitive.
What we've done for some of those individuals who are currently holding the CSME certificate, we've set up virtual interviews with the employers for them in order to accommodate them at this time. So far things have increased. We are seeing lots more interested people due to our marketing, and we're really hoping for the best. And we would suggest to anyone that is looking to secure employment, they should come out to the career fair, as you know, many of the employers are willing to provide them with opportunities on the spot.
Director of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scanterbury, in the Lunchtime Edition. The call is growing louder across corporate Barbados for more back-to-school support. Despite several businesses already stepping up, the need for assistance remains. Following a presentation to Sharon Bellamy's Back to School Initiative, Worworth Managing Director Martin Bryan stressed the importance of identifying and helping those most in need.
We work with quite a few charities, the biggest one being Ida Lodge Charitable Trust, the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, as well as Sharon Bellamy. So we work very closely with them in terms of giving back to the needy. We also run close with quite a lot of charities, and we do our own charity as well. So those, you know, kids who are in need, some of the parents, you know, just don't have the means to outfit their wards or their kids with uniform, stationery and whatnot. So we partner up with some of these charities and do our own work, because we recognize the fact that everybody is not in the same income bracket or boat, and some people need help, and we do what we can.
Mr. Brand also provided an update regarding back-to-school supplies, and despite shipping challenges, said things were on track for the back-to-school last lap.
We got two more, well, week and a half, really, because there's a one less week of holidays this year than it was last year. So the kids are going back in school a week earlier. So we've seen, you know, so everything has been condensed into 8 weeks as opposed to 9 weeks. But the school for us normally starts when Kuduma is over, crop over is over. That's when you start to see the rush. Obviously, during July, you'll be busy, but from August onwards is busier. So, and every day gets busier and busier. Bajans are primarily last-minute shoppers, as we know, but most of the uniforms are the ones that buy first, and any stationery and backpacks and things would then come after.
Managing Director at Woolworth, Martin Bryan. A decorated Caribbean musician is urging parents to give children access to the arts and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Speaking after his Carrie Festa performance, Trinidad and Tobago steel pianist Gerald Balfour said it's time for society to fully embrace the arts and ease the obsession with academics. He noted that while he was not academically inclined, the steel pan opened doors and created opportunities that shaped his life.
Honestly, when I first went to secondary school, I didn't do too well. But one thing that I took was the steel pan. And from learning the steel pan, look at talking, I'm a pause raising, it opened so many doors for me. I won national awards. I won Tobago awards. I won world championships in Hollywood. You know, it also, by learning the steel pan, I branched off into writing songs and producing music also. So now I produce for like Kes, Lord Nelson, Turner, and different popular names in the soca fraternity. So it is very important to learn not only steel pan. I think an instrument or anything around culture is good to encourage your children to be a part of.
Trinidad and Tobago steel panist Gerald Balfour performing at Carrie Festa. And finally, two people are dead and as many as 20 injured after a school shooting in Minneapolis. Authorities say the gunman opened fire during a school-wide mass at the Annunciation Catholic School, attended by students from kindergarten to eighth grade. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has condemned what he called the act horrific. Officials confirm the gunman is dead and there's no further threat to the community, but 10 of the wounded remain in critical condition. Our top stories. Fisherfolk and the Barbados Coast Guard combine efforts in search of a missing fisherman at sea. 11 individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Awards in recognition of their contribution to the parish of St. Andrew. Hundreds turn out seeking jobs overseas in a massive recruitment fair. And at Carrie Festa, an award-winning steel panist sends a stern message to parents across the region that academics are not all. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.